Healthy alternatives. Both research and real-life experiences are making it clear every day that our traditional medical system and practices need to be rethought, revised, and recharged in light of a more holistic approach to health. Dr. Jerry V. Teplitz, host of Healthy Alternatives, has been a pioneer for 36 years in stress management and optimum health. With a Ph.D. in holistic health sciences, a law degree, and as the author of 8 books, all focused on health, stress management, and performance, Dr. Teplitz is uniquely qualified to help us explore and incorporate healthy alternatives into our daily lives. He is a professional speaker and has shared his wisdom with over 1 million people. Join him to reach your highest level of health and wellness. Now, here's Dr. Teplitz.
Welcome to Healthy Alternatives. My name is Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and you're listening to WebTalkRadio.net. What this show is about are looking at what you can do for yourself to reach optimum levels of health and wellness. Now, there's a plus that's happening out there to assist you in that process. It started this January 1st. All Medicare beneficiaries, that's 46.6 million people, are now eligible to go to their doctors for what is called a wellness visit that's designed to promote health. And it's looking at how you can make lifestyle choices for yourself, how you can avoid or reduce the effects of conditions like hypertension, diabetes, heart attack. You get this free once a year. And if the health care reform law that passed last year kicks in, private plans basically will be required to offer this wellness benefit by 2014. The plus on all of this is about 75% of the $2.47 trillion that are annually spent on health care costs actually spent on chronic diseases, many of which can be delayed or prevented by your making lifestyle choices. Here's the downside of this at this point, and why you still need to be looking for yourself in terms of healthy alternatives, is that the current doctors have never been trained in looking at really how can we reach optimum health and wellness. They've been trained in treating sickness. They've been trained in prescription drugs. So we're actually going to have a real time lag in here between this benefit going in place and the docs getting to the point where they can be effective with this. So you still have to look for yourself. What can you do? On the show today, we're going to be looking at a technique that came from Japan not many years ago. That's a healing technique. It's an energy healing technique that's called Reiki. And we're going to be talking to a Reiki master about this whole process and how you can use it for yourself and in terms of your taking charge of your health as well as reaching those more optimum levels of wellness. If you want to know more about me, you can click on the globe on this page or go to teplitz.com, T-E-P-L-I-T-Z.com, and you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook. In this segment on a healthy moment, I want to talk to you for a moment about the placebo effect. The placebo effect, as you probably know, is where the doctor gives you a sugar pill and says it's the drug, and you take it, and about 30% of the people who take a placebo actually recover and heal from whatever it is that they're having difficulty with. Now, the question that came up for some researchers recently is, can you achieve the placebo effect by actually telling the patient you're giving them a fake pill? Well, a study was done at Harvard Medical School with people who had irritable bowel syndrome, and they were given a placebo pill, but they were actually told this pill is placebo in that it's completely inert substance, but that it would reduce their symptoms via their mind-body self-healing process. Guess what? It worked. 59% of the people taking that placebo pill felt better, compared with 35% of a similar group who received no treatment at all. So what we're finding now is placebo can work when your doctor basically tells their truth, because this is what a placebo does. It works via the mind-body self-healing process to heal it yourself. Now, before I bring my guest on, what I'd like to do is pause for this message about my new book, Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change.
Every one of us is under stress, from work, family, the economy, layoffs, the inability to retire. These are the realities today. Even if you're doing okay, we all have friends and relatives experiencing hard times. Hey, just watching the news can make you nervous. Make no mistake, there's nothing benign about stress. It can lead to high blood pressure, digestive problems, difficulty concentrating, and increased risk of disease. That's why Dr. Jerry Teplitz wrote the book Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. He presents easy, effective techniques to reduce stress, eliminate pain, relieve insomnia, and gain an overall sense of well-being. Managing Your Stress is fully illustrated and provides hands-on, proven methods you can use immediately. Dr. Teplitz knows how to cut to the chase. He begins working with you from the very first page of Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. Click on the cover that you see on the WebTalkRadio.net page in front of you and buy it now. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and it will change your life.
My guest today is Michelle D'Souza. Michelle is a registered nurse. She's been one for over 30 years. Her nursing experience has been in all kinds of areas, from intensive care, home health care, case management, and she's currently working as a public health nurse. Michelle is on the show because she has wound up going in a different direction because of her own health challenges in the early 1990s. She started to look at complementary therapies to assist her. And after experiencing the benefits of that, she began to explore, learn, study, and she got certified in several healing modalities, holistic stress management instructor, Reiki master, healing touch, biomagnetic touch, just to name a few. She lives here in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and we're going to be talking and focusing in on Reiki, and she is a Reiki master. First of all, Michelle, for our listeners who might not know what that is, what is Reiki?
Well, first of all, I'd just like to thank you, Jerry, for having me participate with you. And, what Reiki is it's literally translated from Japanese. It means spiritual energy. And what that spiritual energy does when it is channeled through the Reiki practitioner is that it helps to bring balance to any imbalance that may be in the flow of energy in the body, mind, spirit, or emotions. And those imbalances are what causes disease or stress to develop.
So would you call it kind of in the vein of being an energetic type of healing approach?
Oh, definitely, yes.
Okay.
It is definitely an energetic healing modality, one of many.
So how did you get interested in Reiki in the first place?
Well, how I got interested was actually a flyer came to me out of nowhere in the mail. And what I liked about...
Oh, I love those out-of-nowhere stuff.
Yes, it actually did. I had already been trained in healing touch, but what I really liked about Reiki was that it had more of a... Well, the way I was taught, anyway, was it had a more of a spiritual component to it. So it really showed me that, you know, spirit is also involved in healing and in health, and which in other modalities they kind of tiptoe around that. But the way I was taught Reiki was that it was just right out there. So I started with the Reiki, and it was something that I felt like I took to like a duck to water sort of thing. I just started practicing with, you know, on people, on friends, on family, and that sort of thing, and on myself. And I could also feel how working with Reiki was helpful for myself. It helped me heal the more I worked with people and worked on myself. And then it was my own, a little bit into that, I also had my own health issues. I had some asthma where I was on lots of medication, and I was exploring other healing modalities. But I also found that all the energetic modalities really helped with my own situation. And more I got to see where, as you, you know, work with Reiki more, can help work through all sorts of different physical issues, emotional issues, spiritual issues, mental issues as well. So that's kind of how I got into it, and that was 14 years ago.
So for the listeners, let me share with you that I actually did study Reiki many years ago. The woman who brought it over to this country initially was a woman named Takata, and I studied with her as probably one of the first groups that she did after she had come over in this country. Now, from what I understand in talking to Michelle earlier, the lineage, quote-unquote, that she is in has gone in a different direction than what the Takata teachings have been. Can you kind of give us a picture as to the two directions and the direction you're going?
Well, I feel I quite blessed that I got introduced to the lineage that I did, and lineage by means of, in the Reiki world, it's very important that it all goes back to the founder, Mikao Usui, who started Reiki in Japan. And so it was Mrs. Takata who brought it to the U.S. And then she taught her Reiki masters, and it was her Reiki masters she charged. They had to pay $10,000 in order to become a Reiki master.
I remember that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and so it was actually her sister, Iris Ishikoro, who broke away from her sister, and she and a gentleman by the name of Arthur Robinson, who is still practicing as well, they developed a line of Reiki, or they broke off from that main lineage from Takata and formed Raku-kei Reiki.
Say that again.
Raku, R-A-K-U, and then a separate word, K, K-E-I.
Okay.
And Raku-kei Reiki. And this, what they did was they put in more of the Tibetan elements, and they focused more on self-development and self-empowerment and healing oneself before you can really heal another. And so I really took to that frame of reference. And Arthur Robinson is actually still teaching Raku-kei Reiki, but he has developed it even further as something that you have to be a Reiki master already in order to take the Raku-kei classes. So I'm kind of, quite a few of us out there that are Raku-kei Reiki masters that have come, you know, that, and this, I was attuned in the mid-90s, so there are a few of us that are kind of in this unique place of we're not, you know, doing the type of Raku-kei Reiki that Arthur Robinson is now teaching, but we're in this other group where it was developing. And so we have, it differs a little bit in, for those people that know about Reiki, the attunements are a little bit different. The symbols are a little bit different. But with Reiki, it's the Reiki itself always knows what to do anyway. So you know, the other parts of it.
So hold on a second, because that's an interesting statement you made of the Reiki knows what to do. So
yeah.
Why don't you talk about that a little bit more?
Okay, well, Reiki, being since it is literally translated as spiritual energy, then the spiritual energy has its own intelligence. So in a session, during a Reiki session, we are doing hands-on healing, or above the body, hands above the body, and we're channeling energy through us. So say someone has an injured knee, chronic sort of situation, a bad knee that's been going on for a long time, and say you do Reiki on that knee. Well, the Reiki will go to that knee, but it also could go to other places in the body, even though you have your hands on, or the hands are focused on the knee.
Are you actually able to tell where the other place in the body that it's going to?
Sometimes I can, and through my experience, I have found, say, when I'm working on a knee, that oftentimes there is a problem with the kidneys. And so I can kind of sense the energy going in that direction. And I can also sense that there's also maybe, in mind-body medicine, which I've studied, is like when you're also dealing with a knee, that could be resistance in moving forward. So so that energy could be working on an emotional level to help this person move forward, or it could be working on a physical level, helping, the kidneys work better, So that's what I mean by the Reiki. The energy itself kind of has a mind of its own.
So the energy is making my mouth move at this moment, because what I'm going to say is, before we continue, I'd like to remind you that you're listening to Healthy Alternatives with Dr. Jerry Teplitz on webtalkradio.net. And we'll be back with my guest, Michelle D'Souza, who's talking about Reiki and the notion of using this as a healing modality for self-exploration even. And we'll be back in a moment.
Anyone who has migraines knows that they are almost totally debilitating and hard, if not impossible, to treat. Or should we say they were impossible to treat? Dr. Jerry Teplitz's DVD, Instant Headache and Migraine Relief, delivers on its promise with a 5-minute migraine cure and a 90-second headache treatment. Learn this natural way to get rid of your migraine with the 2,000-year-old Japanese technique of shiatsu, a pressure point method that's simple and immediately effective. The Instant Headache and Migraine Relief DVD also features bonus techniques for treating sore throats, stiff necks, and shoulder pain. No pills, no herbs, no waiting, just relief. Jack Canfield, co-author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, learned these techniques from Dr. Teplitz and says, "These techniques are so practical, so powerful, so simple. They've done it for me and my family. They can do it for you too." Click on the DVD cover on the page in front of you for more information. Instant Headache and Migraine Relief comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. There's no reason to wait. Click on it now.
So welcome back. My guest today is Michelle D'Souza, and she's a registered nurse, been one for over 30 years, been involved with all kinds of areas of healthcare. And Michelle, back in the early 1990s, had her own health challenges, asthma that she had was struggling with. She started looking at complementary therapies, and it really helped her. And that moved her even further to explore and study. And she became certified in a number of modalities, and one of them that we're talking about today is Reiki, and she is a Reiki master. So before the break, Michelle was talking about the notion of the energy of Reiki and its knowing where to go and what to do. For listeners who have that more skeptical viewpoint of how things work out there, is there any research, Michelle, that's been done validating what Reiki does and its impact?
Actually, there's a lot of research now. The University of Arizona, where Dr. Andrew Weil is, they're doing quite a lot of research with integrative medicine. And I also have a few research studies that I can tell you about to kind of show people that Reiki does work. One of them was done way back in the 60s by a Dr. Bernard Grad, G-R-A-D. He was a gerontologist. And he wanted objective proof that Reiki was doing something. He didn't want to have a person, you know, just giving subjective, you know, reports of what they felt. So he did an experiment with plants. We all know that plants don't grow, particularly here near the ocean, that plants don't grow well with salt water.
Right.
So
since we live in Virginia Beach, we know that clearly.
Yes. And so he planted barley seeds, and he watered them with healer-treated salt water. And he also had plants that he, you know, that were given untreated salt water.
And this is Reiki healer-treated water,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so he planted the barley seeds, and the ones that were watered with the healer-treated salt water sprouted more frequently. They grew taller, they were leafier, and he actually did a chlorophyll content and found that they had more chlorophyll than the ones that were that were given untreated salt water.
Cool.
So he also did the same doctor also did he so he worked with plants, and then he did another one with animals, and again, to get more objective results. And he did little tiny surgeries on mice, and on two groups of mice. And then after the surgery, they did Reiki on the one group, and no Reiki on the other one. And of course, the ones that got the Reiki had faster healing and were up and going, you know, a lot quicker. Some other studies, one by Dolores Krieger. She was an RN at NYU, and she's the one who developed Therapeutic Touch.
And yeah, I actually have met Doris. She's
a
wonderful lady and very spunky still.
Yeah, yes. And so she did an experiment where she measured the hemoglobin, which is the hemoglobin in the blood, which is the part of the blood that carries the oxygen. And so she did Reiki on two different groups, and one, you know, of people that were already diagnosed with things like arthritis, emphysema, congestive heart failure, and one group was treated daily, the other one was not, and the one that she treated daily, of course, had the higher hemoglobin count. There was more oxygen in there. Blood, and some cases improved quite dramatically, and even to the point where their symptoms disappeared.
So, Michelle, is there a place that people can go to get information on all the research that's been done on Reiki, or most of it?
Well, there's a lot of research that's continuing to be done and documented, and one place you can go is on the Internet, to the Reiki Research Foundation, and that is the ReikiResearchFoundation.org. And they've put in a lot of the studies and experiments that have been done with energy medicine and Reiki.
Do you find that there are some things in terms of healings, Reiki works better than other things? In other words, are there some problems that people have that will heal better and faster with Reiki, or does it go across the board?
Well, my feeling is that it has the potential to facilitate healing with almost, you know, anything. What I think is important is the attitude, where the person that's receiving the healing, where they are in their mental status, I guess, mental emotional status, as far as wanting to get well. Now, this comes partially from my nursing background, because there, what I've found is there are some people who are invested in their illness, and so, you know, they not that they want to be sick, but somehow they, you know, gain something from being ill. And so I've actually had clients who stopped coming to me because I did make them get better or feel better, but it took them so much out of their comfort zone that they stopped coming.
It's called, so, God damn it, you healed me. How did, you weren't supposed to do that. I'm leaving. I'm going to go to somebody who's going to make me screwed up again. Something along those lines, maybe.
Yeah, I was trying to be diplomatic about it, but yes, you hit the nail on the head there, Jerry.
So if somebody comes to you, what's a session going to look like? Let's say I come with that knee that we talked about earlier that somebody had. What is a session going to look like?
Well, a session would look like having you fill out a form beforehand, getting some background information and what your complaints are, getting a little bit if you're, on any medication or, what your complaints are, what your goals are of coming to me as a Reiki practitioner, and then I, because of the different things that I have been trained in, I assess the body, and also what we haven't gotten into at all is that I also work on a spiritual level, so I very much work with a person's healing guides and angels and guardians, and so I get a sense of what they want me to help this person with, because sometimes, again, people are ill for a reason. They need to learn something from that. So, you know, in those cases that people don't want to get well, maybe it's not for me to make that judgment. Maybe they need that illness to learn something from it. So I work on that spiritual level. I also work, I assess the energy field to see how, if there's where the disturbances are. And then I will begin with where I'm guided to go. I work very much on an intuitive level, and I work also with essential oils, stones, crystals and stones, also healing touch techniques that I've learned that I throw in as well. And
so you'll actually bring a whole lot of things to the table to help somebody.
Yeah.
Now, are there benefits for you as a practitioner from doing Reiki, besides that you're helping somebody else?
Well, I feel that there is, and that is two things. On a physical level, it's very good to run the energy through you. It's also good because we are taught to give Reiki to ourselves. And so if you take Reiki seriously and make it a part of your life, it can be very beneficial because you have that healing energy going through you and running through you all the time on that physical level. And it can also help you. I mean, I have, of course, you know, everybody's a different person from what they were 14 years ago. But since I started with Reiki and started with the complementary medicine, I feel like I have totally grown into a person that I never would have been had I not delved into more of a spiritual path and grown in ways that I never would have thought, 15 years ago. So I feel for me that it has been a great benefit for me in all those ways. And not only that, just all the wonderful people that I have met, not only as clients, but as fellow Reiki practitioners.
Great. So on that note, I want to thank Michelle for being a guest on the show today, Healthy Alternatives, and it's Michelle D'Souza. If you would like to contact Michelle, you can go to meetup.com, and look for the Tidewater Reiki Practice Group. Reiki is spelled R-E-I-K-I. So meetup.com, Tidewater Reiki Practice Group. Michelle, thank you for being a guest on Healthy Alternatives.
Well, thank you so much, Jerry. I've enjoyed it.
Great. Next week, I'll be talking to Tom Von Deck, who's a personal and workplace meditation trainer. We're actually going to be looking at the concept of deep meditation, what you can do with that, the kinds of benefits that happen, and I'm bringing a personal perspective this one because I've actually personally been meditating for about 40 years. So you don't want to miss this show. We'll see you next week on Healthy Alternatives. This is Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and you can find out more about me at teplitz.com, T-E-P-L-I-T-Z.com, or you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for being with us today for Healthy Alternatives. For more information about Dr. Teplitz and his availability for speaking engagements, please click on the globe on the webtalkradio.net page in front of you or go to teplitz.com. You may also follow him on Facebook and Twitter by using the icons on the page. To find out more about his books, please click on any of the book covers you see. Eat well, rest well, take a breath, get some exercise, and we'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Healthy Alternatives.